This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack. And today's episode of The Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is part two of our feature on Weber's Deck. Located in the pastoral surroundings of French Lake, Minnesota, Weber's Deck is a nonprofit music venue that has been supported by the surrounding community for 5 years now. In part one of our feature, we heard some of the country, blues, and bluegrass, and spoke to some of the musicians who pass through Weber's Deck on both a regular basis and for their first time. If you missed part one or just want to hear the music again, you can find it on our website at kvsc.org under the Podcasts and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota link. But the music, even though it is transformative in that deepest of country and western ways, is still only half the story. The other half resides within the audience. French Lake has a population of 22 people, but on Sunday afternoons beginning at 1 p.m., that number oftentimes swells to over 300, with occasional shows topping 600. And the catchphrase for Weber's Deck for the longest time has been, if you can find French Lake, you can find Weber's Deck, because there's no missing it once you get there. The audiences are definitely a cross-section of our society, with bikers, grandmas, farmers, college students, young kids, old kids, and veterans from every war within our lifetime. But it's more than just the mix of the audience which defines Weber's Deck. It's how everybody gets along, how everybody looks out for one another, how everyone has fun, and how everybody recognizes the special nature of what Casey Weber started in his backyard 5 years ago. We'll set the tone with a little bit of music from 40 Watt Bulb when they played a reunion show at Weber's Deck back in 2011.
I'm Casey Weber, proprietor of Weber's Deck in French Lake, Minnesota, a small community of 22 folks in central Minnesota, and about a half hour south of St. Cloud, about an hour west of Minneapolis.
Yeah, right on. Now, we did a story here a few years back now, and you ever thought that, it'd still be going, or how's it evolved for you?
I figured it'd still be going. I didn't know as to what extent it would become. There was a kind of an evolution throughout the years. We're in our fifth year right now. And, it started out pretty small. I think we average anywhere between 90 and 150 people every Sunday. And, we were happy with that. And so were the bands, as well as the donations that were given that day. But now we've kind of gotten to the point where we'll average anywhere from 300 to 600, depending on the weather. So, we're happy with anybody that comes out. It's a show of support. It's a show of support for the musicians, and frankly, it's a show of support for us and what we do out here. And we sure appreciate every single person that comes out.
So. This is really, really exciting. Yeah, this is beautiful. I've never been to Weber's Deck before. And... all right, here's a new old song. Welcome from Alabama. With banjo on my knees. Ex Louisiana. Is it true? A true love for the same. Rained all night the day I left. The weather it was dry. Sun so hot, froze to death. Suzanne, don't you cry. Oh, Suzanne. Oh, Suzanne. Oh, Suzanne, I thought I'm crying. Sleep. It's so lonesome, sleeping alone.
It has a lot of meaning to a lot of folks. And I think Drew wants to auction it off right now. And what that money is going to go towards is an organization that takes money and sends veterans to these camps, things that help them along the road and help them with their issues with PTSD and such. So we're going to have Drew do just a quick auction. We're just looking for anything to help these veterans out. I know we ask for a lot out here, and we appreciate absolutely everything that everybody does, but this is a big deal to us. We're obviously strong supporters of our veterans. We fly the flags every single week. I'm going to let Drew do this. We thank everybody for coming out. I'll get the mic to Drew.
You know, in case you went out there and run sound for free, and he does this every weekend out of the kindness of his heart. These are all signatures of old men that will probably die over there. And these are the people that play today. So we start out at $5. Anybody want to get $5 for this guitar?
$5.
$5. How about $10? You're going to pay $10 right there.
$15.
$100. All right. $125. Anybody got a bill? $25. $130. $150. Anybody got $150? $200. $200 going right here. Wow. $220. Anybody got $220? Back there in orange. All right, $230. Anybody got $230? $250? $230 right here. $240. You got $240 right here. $250. Anybody got $250? $250 right there. Oh, man, I'm surprised. This is great. $260. $260, damn. $270, anybody? $270 going once? You got $260 right here. $260 going once? Where we at right now? $260 going once, $260 going twice. $260 sold this young man right here. Oh, we got somebody. Hold on. How much you got over there on it? $300. $300 going twice, $300 to the veterans. Thank y'all. Thank y'all very much. Casey, bring that pretty lady on the top.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty neat little community. Like, you know, I mean, the auction that happened earlier today, that was awesome.
Yeah, man, we do a lot of things other than Weber's Deck. Typically if we have a band booked here on Sunday or a couple bands, what I'll do is I'll try to help them out with shows throughout the area, whether it be Minneapolis, St. Cloud, something like that. And I also do some other things, pro bono for other things, including the Clearwater Legion Riders doing a benefit concert for the veterans at the VA hospital. And so that's what we did yesterday. And I had some friends say, well, isn't fundraising done? I said, not for the veterans. It goes every day of the week. Any chance you can raise money for the veterans, we'll do it. And with that guitar being auctioned off, with the autographs of the veterans and the musicians, hey, we just scored another $300 donation for the vets off of Weber's Deck patron. So that's around $300 they wouldn't have in their pocket to help somebody with PTSD than we would have otherwise.
So. Oh, yeah, that goes quite a long ways.
Absolutely it does,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It just kind of goes to show, it's like it's just community. It's just happening. It's
at the heart of it. This is as grassroots as it gets. And we pride ourselves on it, that we don't need corporate sponsors. We don't need big businesses getting behind us. It's the people and the community and people who believe in something, and that includes music or even this sense of community, to come together as a collective, regardless of what the reason they come together is, whether it be music, whether it be just being together, you know, with a bunch of people, it doesn't matter to us. They put money in the bucket for the bands to be able to get down the roads. They support us. They thank us every single weekend. That's what we're happy with.
Yeah, and the word is spread. I was talking to some of the other bands that, you know, they hadn't heard of you, and then they hear of it, and then they realize, hey, all my other band, all the other musicians that they know have heard of it.
Well, due to the help of, you know, whether it be it musicians that have played here through word of mouth or other radio stations throughout the country that have heard of it and you know, interviewed me or whatever the case may be, they see something that is different than the norm throughout the country. And we've kind of taken that house show idea and kind of done it tenfold, 20-fold, whatever the case may be, and said, you know what, we have the means, we have the opportunity to help these people, help the musicians, help the fans, enjoy a Sunday in the grass. Let's put it together. And I think everybody that stops by, we take a lot of pride in providing one of the finest experiences that, whether it be a musician or a fan, to come through. You know, I mean, we rival big festivals as far as how the feeling is, and we take a lot of pride in that.
You like the music out here?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Right on.
What's your name, by the way?
Henry, and my nickname's Hank. Yeah, I like to be called Henry.
Oh, excellent, excellent. What do you like about the music?
Well, I don't know. I don't really hear the words.
Really? So you just like kind of dancing to it and whatnot?
Yeah.
So how long have you been coming out here to Weber's Deck?
Well, this is my third time, I think.
What's your favorite thing out here? Do you do the hula hooping?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of tricky stuff.
I do hula hooping.
You do hula hooping? So do you, what do you like about the music?
I like singing a lot.
Do you sing along with the bands every once in a while?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of music?
Twinkle, twinkle.
Nice. I bet. Have you heard that out here before?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. What song do you really want to hear today?
Twinkle, twinkle. Twinkle Little Stars is my favorite song.
Anything else you want to say about Weber's Deck?
Well, I'd like to plant a tree over there.
It is a nice big weeping willow, isn't it? How high have you climbed up that thing?
Well, like 6 or 7 times.
Cool. You're not scared climbing up trees like that?
No. My little brother climbed that tree.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Is that your brother behind you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only 3 years.
Oh.
You know what? I'm 3 and my cat is 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I almost get in 4. Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah. Oh, that's your brother. You see that? One of the things I noticed is an addition that you guys have made this year. I didn't notice it last year, so I think it's this year. You've added a security, which is a bunch of 10-year-olds running around with squirt guns.
We have. We had a friend out of Canada. Her name's Carrie May. And the last time she was up, she said, you guys need security. So she made a bunch of T-shirts for a bunch of, you know, whether it be Chad Wiles' kids or whoever the case may be. And they wear them. They run around the yard. So, yeah, they're our security crew.
They're itching to shoot at somebody with those water guns.
Yeah. Water guns are pretty effective. Yeah. You know?
So I've been hearing a little bit about a wedding coming up.
Yeah. We got a, I am marrying my 4-year girlfriend, Lissa, in 3 weeks, August 24th. And we have a 4-month-old baby, Evelyn Judith. And she's kind of become our life even more so than music. I've questioned over the years, you know, if there's anything that could surpass my love for music. And I found it in a daughter. And I thank God every day. I thank God for Lissa and what she's done as far as support for these shows. Nothing but support. And, yeah, I couldn't find anybody better that I would ever marry. So I'm happy. And the great thing is a lot of the musicians that I've met by having at Weber's Deck, one of them is marrying us. He's ordained, Willie T. Taylor. Tom Vanenhoven, he's one of my ushers. And then we have musicians flying in from all over the country just to be part of our wedding because we've become friends over the years. So it's amazing what it's done, not just for the community, for the fans, for the musicians, but for us as a family as well.
Now I'm gonna walk that river road. Walk that river road down to the river and round. Walk that river road, walk that river road down to the river and round. Now I'm gonna build it brick by brick, gonna build the Lord's holy church brick by brick. Now I'm gonna build.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC. And in today's episode of the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, we've just finished speaking again with Casey Weber, who, every Sunday during the summer up through Labor Day, removes the back railing off of his deck to form a stage and thus transforms his backyard into the nonprofit music venue called Weber's Deck in French Lake, Minnesota. And next up, we're going to cross the street on Highway 3 and visit Lanto's store to talk with the owner about how his business has been affected over the last 5 years by the Weber's Deck phenomenon, as well as some other tidbits about the French Lake community.
We're at French Lake, Minnesota. This is Chris Lanto, owner of the Lanto store across the road from Weber's Deck. Weber's Deck, I let Casey and his people will come to the music show, park on my land adjoining the store, and it's been a definite plus for the area and for me specifically. It's a boost to my business, and it's a great opportunity for the lake people in the area or the locals to come and spend a Sunday afternoon. There's always something going on from the first Sunday after July to Labor Day Sunday, and it's been well respected crowd. Something like this would not work without orderly going on, but with the crowd, never has there been an incident where it's been a problem for me. So
yeah, people seem pretty respectful. I was just, you know, everybody's coming together for the same reason, is listening to some good music, and well, there you go. And like I said, you know, it's like if it were to get out of control, it wouldn't be lasting very long. So, yeah.
And Casey, he advertised on his webpage that don't stop at Walmart, stop at Lanto's, as I provide no charge parking in the field here. And I used to rent the field out, and the guy wanted to plow it up, and I said, no, I'll just keep it mowed, and Casey can use it for his doings on Sunday afternoon.
There you go. Yeah. Well, actually, that kind of brings up a good point, because when this thing started 5 years ago, yeah, you could park in his land, and then also up and down the street. But now, it's a little larger.
Yes, it is. It is. This year, it's been larger than previous years. These first few Sundays. Usually the first Sunday and the last Sunday are the big ones, but the crowds have been nice size all summer so far. And the weather has been very cooperative. I think in the 5 years that Casey's done it, there's been only one rainout, so that's stroke of good fortune. The house he's living in, he just bought it here, 5 years ago? It was on auction, and after he was successful in getting the house, his dad told me, I was at the auction, and his dad told me, he said, I'm glad that's done, because Casey said he won't buy a house unless it's within 3 miles of French Lake.
His dad thought he's going to live at home his whole life.
This is my son, Nathan. He works occasionally for every other Sunday afternoon for me, and he also has Nate's computer shop in Cocado.
So what do you feel about Weber's Deck, this little phenomena thing that's going on?
It's grown from something small to something that, you know, Casey's pretty proud of. And, you know, people everywhere know about it, you know, at least in the, you know, within 2 hour range. You
know. Yeah, and even, I mean, the musicians who pass through here, too. I mean, this stuff, it's, you know, there's local, and then there's, well, you could say national. I mean, they're not from here, but.
I'm from Oregon, California, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, Chicago, all over.
And I think a couple of the bands have been on Letterman show for music wise.
Yeah, one today, Good Morning America.
Yes. So he's a promoter. He knows he's in the business of that. He's got a passion for it. And anything in life, if you have a passion, you'll probably make it work. And that's, in my case here in the store, it's out in the country, but I have a passion, I like it. If I was looking at just dollars, I wouldn't be here, and that's the same with Casey. And he's been a good neighbor, and good neighbors are a very precious thing to have. And the neighbors around here have enjoyed it. You know, it puts French Lake on the map somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It definitely is. That catch line that he came up with like years ago, I still use that on the radio. It's like, if you can find French Lake, you can find Weber's Deck. And
one interesting thing, Erica Larson from National Geographic, she's she does photographs for National Geographic. Some of her pictures have been in National Geographic. My daughter lives in Norway, and she lived in was staying in the same town as my daughter, so they got acquainted. And she emailed my daughter and said, "Well, her and Garrison Keeler got a project for National Geographic on rural Minnesota." And she said, "Where can I go to find some interesting characters?" She said, "Well, my dad's store. There's Coffee Crowd comes there in the morning. Start at 6 in the morning. It goes till about 10:30." And so she showed up with her assistant at 6 in the morning, and took pictures. And I don't know if any of the store will be in there, but or the Coffee Crowd, but one schoolhouse down here, Lee's Schoolhouse, which is at Temperance Corner now, that is going to be in the April edition of National Geographic. And the rest, I don't know. She was taking pictures for 2 weeks, so it'll be a vetting process and which ones make the magazine. So, but it was fun, very fun having her here. And they enjoyed it. Matter of fact, she came back out here about 2 months ago to visit my wife. So, developed a relationship with her. Yeah, well, there is a rather large crowd. I had to tell some people that they were going to be here. So there is a larger than normal crowd. But it was a fun time. And not every day you get to have National Geographic here.
Exactly. So, yep. Perfect Minnesota story,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of characters.
Well, thanks to you both for talking with me today.
Very much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
scratching that gravel all of my life. It's a one ride and drive, one ride and drive.
Well, anything else you want to toss on out there?
Just my appreciation for the support, you know, be it KVSC, be it, you know, any other radio station that's really stood behind us, the musicians, the fans, of course. We wouldn't do this without the fans. Whiskey Pete, Chad Wiles, Lissa, my family, the Gomans, all these people, we absolutely wouldn't do this show without their help. It just would not be possible. Lanto Store, CK Septic, you know, our garbage folks, it goes on and on, whereas we would not do this without their help. So there's a lot of people to thank.
A lot of people come together and
it
happens.
Absolutely. It's just a collective thank you to absolutely everybody. And I love it when people come up and shake our hands.
Well, right on. Well, thanks for talking with me today, man. I'll let you break down your deck.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, I got some work to get to, man.
Oh, muskrat, what makes you smell so bad? I've been living in the bottom all of my life, and I'm mortified in my head. I'm mortified in my head.
And wrapping up part two of this special edition of the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, we're just talking with Casey Weber, owner and proprietor of Weber's Deck in French Lake. Upcoming shows at Weber's Deck includes this Sunday, August 18th, the Hoot and Hollers, the Pistol Whippin' Party Penguins, the Harmed Brothers, and Charlie Parr. Sunday, September 1st, during Labor Day weekend, is the 2013 finale show, and the lineup is generally kept secret until the week of the show, but you can be assured it'll be a hoot and hollerin' good time all the way into the wee hours of the night. And of course, on Sunday, August 24th, there will be no show due to Casey Weber's wedding. For more information about Weber's Deck, you can search for it pretty easily on Facebook. But probably the best way to find out about Weber's Deck is just drive down to French Lake on a Sunday afternoon, bring a blanket and a lawn chair and a beverage to drink, and just enjoy the music. Because if you can find French Lake, you can find Weber's Deck. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and I'd like to thank everyone at Weber's Deck for their love of music, which has caused this venue to succeed over the years. Plus, I would like to especially thank Tommy the Beard for his meticulous recording, editing, and posting of the shows from Weber's Deck on archive.org, where many of the performances from Weber's Deck are archived and available to the listening public for free. This report was made possible through funding by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPRS, the first radio for Minnesota's communities.